मत्तीवाहं जातुनासं नत्तंग नेमे जनाधिपा न चैव न भविष्याम सर्वे वयम् अतपरः। Krishna said that natu eva aham natam na ime janadi, either I or you or all these people who have assembled here in this battlefield, Janadhipa, kings, in the battlefield, Janadhipa, they are not ordinary men. Now, in the battlefield, the poor mercenaries, they go to give their life, whereas the Janadhipa, the leaders of the people, they sit down very comfortably. They do not go to the battle. They simply give order in writing. And the poor mercenaries, paid soldiers, they are paid for giving their life. Money is so sweet that one is prepared to give his life for money. Such men are sent to the war field. And the Janadhipa, they are after also money, but they carefully avoid the battlefield. Minister of Defense, perhaps he has never seen a battlefield. Minister of Defense. Formerly it was not like that. When there was fight, because they are Kshatriyas, Kshatriyas, they will never go back from fighting. Yuddhe cha palayanam. That is the symptom of Kshatriya. When there is fight, they will come forward first. Shaurya, teja, virjam, chuddhe cha palayanam, ishara bhavancha, dhanancha. Kshatriyas means that very powerful, strong, and when there is fight, a Kshatriya, if he is challenged by somebody that I want to fight with you, he cannot deny. Yes. What kind of fight you want? Bows, arrows, or club, or sword, anyway. They'll fight. And fight means until one is dead, the fight will go on. That is fight. When Krishna and Arjuna and Bhim went to Jarasandha, Jarasandha was very powerful king. So before Maharaj Yudhishthira is becoming the emperor, it was his system that all the other kings within this world, they must submit, either submit or fight. So Krishna and Arjuna and Bhim went to Jarasandha. He was very charitable to the Brahmins, and these three persons went there dressing themselves as poor Brahmins. So, in the assembly, they begged from Jarasandha, Sir, we have come to beg from you for fight. Krishna to say the other soldiers, he advised that let us fight with Jarasandha alone. Why he should unnecessarily bring so many soldiers? And we have to also. Why these poor soldiers will give life? Better go. Let us individually fight. So Jarasandha could understand that they are Kshatriyas. They have come in the dress of a Brahmana to beg, because Kshatriya cannot beg. So he accepted, yes. Then he selected Bhim to fight with him. He rejected Arjuna and Krishna also, that you are not fit for fighting with me. So there was fighting on 28 days. The fighting was going on from morning to evening, and at night they were friends. Bhima, Arjuna and Krishna was a guest. He received them as guests. They were eating together, talking together. In the morning, again fight. This is Kshatriya. The sporting. But that sporting was meant for until one dies, the fighting will go. So, Juddhe cha palayanam. This is the qualification of Kshatriya. So here it is said, Krishna is chariot driver of Arjuna. So he says, Janadhipa. There are many kings, different parts of the world, they join. Janadhipa, the leaders, when there is fight, the leaders must come forward. And as soon as the leaders are killed, then it is victory. Not by killing the soldiers or common man by atomic bomb, no. That was not fighting. So Krishna says, Natu eva aham. Krishna is individual person. God is person also. Bhakti. The one who does not know what is God, they think impersonally, but God is person. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appeared upon this earth as person, as the son of Vasudeva. He acted as person. The original God is person, not impersonal. Imperson is a feature, just like this sun sign. This is an imperson. But the sun sign is coming from the sun glow. That is local place, and within the sun globe there is sun god. His person is not impersonal. Similarly, the impersonal feature, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdate, absolute truth. The imperson is a feature of God, Angojyoti. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. It is, if bodily rays, impersonal Brahma. But God is person. He's here, he says, that natu eva ahang. Ahang means I am, person. Jatu, at any time. Nasam, we are not annihilated. Not true, not strong, you are also not annihilated. Because Arjuna is Jiva and Krishna is God. So both of them are existing, part and parcel. Just like this sunshine. What is this sunshine? It's very small atomic particles of shining material. This is sunshine, combined together. Similarly, we are also a small particle of the rays, bodily rays of God. We are living entities, very minute particle. Mamaivaṃsa jīva-bhūta jīva-loka-sanāta. Now, we are also individual, and God is also individual, person. And all the kings or the soldiers assemble, they are also individual. So this individuality is never lost. Krishna says that at present we are individuals, and in the past we are individuals. Then one may say in the future we may become one, amalgamated, as the Mayavadi philosopher says, that as soon as we become liberated, we become one with the Absolute. No, that is not fair. Here it is said, na cha eva na bhavishyam. It is not that in future we shall not remain individual. We shall remain individual. Na bhavishyam or no, two negatives makes one positive. That means in the future also we shall exist as individual. Na caiva na bhavishyam. Sarve, all of us, all means, Krishna says, I, you, and all the other peoples, kings and soldiers, we shall remain as individuals. Then where is oneness? This Mayavadi theory that after liberation we shall all become one with God, that is not mentioned here. This is bogus theory. Real, that we remain individual, so long we are not in a position to act, means so long, just like ghost. Ghost is also individual, but because the ghost does not get this material body, they are invisible. They create disturbance for want of this body. Those who have got experience of ghost in some house, the ghost is there, his individual soul. But because he hasn't got this material covering, that is a punishment. For the most sinful person, that is a punishment that he does not get this body, although he wants this body. Because for enjoyment, we want this body. Body is the combination of senses, instrument. If I want to touch you, I require hand, and through hand I feel the pleasure of touching you. So the ghost wants to touch, but he hasn't got the instrument. That is ghost. But there are ghosts. It is not fictitious, it is a fact. Ghost means without this material body. So, so long we are materially contaminated, we require this material body for enjoying senses, and the spiritual world, we get our spiritual body developed. So there is no question of becoming ghost or individual. There is. The person is always existing. That is the purport of this verse. नचैव न भविष्याम सर्वे वयम अतःपरम अतःपरम आफ्टर दिस बॉडी इज एंडेड the individuality continues, simply we change our body. This is the version, and it is explained in the next verse, Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumana jovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti. We are individual always, but we are changing this body from one type of body to another body according to our karma. Karmana daivanetrina jantar deha apapatti. By superior examination we get a body, karmana. So at the time of death it is decided what kind of body we are going to have next. That is decided by superior authority. You cannot dictate that give me this body or I don't want this body, I want a body. No, that is not in your hand. You can do, you are given freedom. The human form of life, you are given freedom to act, although there is direction that you act like this. But if you don't like, you can act. Jathe chasi tatha kuru. You can act. But you become implicated with your karma. Because you have to act according to the modes of nature. The modes of nature are three, sattva-gun, rajas-gun, tamas-gun. So if you act in the satogon, then you will be promoted to the higher planetary system. Urdhangacchanti sattva-sva. If you act in the rajogon, then madhyetishtanti rajasa. And if you act in tamogon, then jaghanna gunavittishta adhogacchanti tamasa. Jaghanna. Tamasa means very abominable activities. The other day I was speaking, I saw one gentleman, Indian gentleman. He was eating the intestines of hogs in the airplane. That is very palatable, they say. Tamamostamaguna. Hog, the stool eater, and eats intestine that is cooked and he's eating. How much tamogun? Jaghanna. Jaghanna gunavitti. Very abominable. So, next life he is going to be a hog. This is going on. We are in this material nature, purusha prakritisthopi. Bhunkti, prakriti jana, guna. We are in this material world according to our association in different modes of nature. We are making one type of mentality, and at the time of death, that mental position is responsible for carrying me in a different type of body. In this way, we are changing body one after another. So, we are spirit soul. This is the chance of rectifying or purifying our existence. If we like, we can purify our existence in this human form of life. This Krishna consciousness movement means to purify the existence. And after death, takta dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti. If you become perfect in Krishna consciousness, means you understand Krishna. Janma karma cha me dibbam jujanat. Simply by understanding and acting accordingly, you can purify your existence and next life. Means after giving up this body. This body we have to give up. But those who are not purifying the existence, they will accept another material body. And those who have purified the existence, they will go back home, back to God. Thank you.
Jai Shri.